This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. If you're part of the conversation, you are part of the solution, okay? It's really how easy it works. Not a big deal. Not hard to figure out. Just the reality of the moment. You know, if you head over to the website, you can always, there's a dozen ways to get information about the show. You know, some of you don't want emails, so get text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. It's a way for you to get information about the show, before we start. Let you know who's coming on, what we're going to be talking about, and that kind of stuff. You know, there is a don't even know what to say here. The gift that just keeps on giving. And every time I think it's over, we can put it all to bed, for lack of a better term. It just gets better and better and better. So, I don't even know what to do with this, but I'm going to have fun with it. Now, come on, you know what this is, right? Hi, we're a freaky, fun-loving couple looking for another freaky couple for some hot, steamy, and kinky encounters on our cruise in Mexico in February 2018. We have another female friend of ours joining us, and adding another couple, or maybe even a decent guy or woman, will make this cruise an experience to remember. We're okay with soft or full swap in the same or in different rooms. If interested, send us a message. And as I said before, the gift that just keeps on giving. Isn't it wonderful? This is another saga of Katie Hill. I told you, knock it off. You keep it up, I'm gonna too. All right, so look, it may sound like I'm always picking on her, but I'll tell you the thing that irritates me to no end. She is trying to come off as holier than thou, like she's done nothing wrong. The people around her are protecting her to no end. One lunatic actually says that she's being victim shamed because she was the victim in all of this. She's done nothing wrong to anybody. This is delusional. That person is scary. Well, because of her hasty resignation from Congress, the Katie Hill scandal has revealed even more at this point in time. Now, there are allegations, there's photos, there's all kinds of stuff out there. Right? And that her and her husband were involved in a throuple. For some of you old folks like myself, it's a threesome relationship. It's not a threesome encounter. It's been explained to me now, not that you care. But it's not like a one-night or a couple-of-time threesome with two other people. They're actually living like couples, only called a throuple. All right? And then her husband, Kenny, was also told by numerous sources that Hill had been involved in a relationship for a year with her then finance director, now legislative director, Graham Kelly. That's according to a Red State report. Now, this you can find on the California Globe. But not to get back into the sex life, because that's really not what I want to do. I want to come back again. Like I have been saying from day one, there may be a federal elections commission violation here. In other words, she used money that she was supposed to use for the campaign for little mini vacations. Right? With her staffer. A complaint filed with the Federal Elections Commission says that the staffer, Morgan, I won't use her last name, was paid to be available for personal and private purposes unrelated to the representative's congressional campaign. And as such, as a candidate in the 2017-18 election cycle. Now, he'll misuse campaign funds for her personal use, so the complaint alleges, so we're clear. Complaint was filed with the FEC by 31-year Simi Valley resident and Katy Hill constituent Steve Frank. Now, Steve has been on my show before. Not for a while, but he's been on my show before. He also is on many shows in the area that Hill oversaw, if you would. Representative Hill appears to have used campaign funds for over a year to employ an individual with whom she was having an improper personal relationship. That's according to the complaint. Every campaign committee disbursement to Morgan through 2018 can be viewed not as a fulfillment of commitment, obligations, or expense to the candidate's campaign, but as a means to keep an individual close and available to the candidate for personal and private purposes. That, again, is according to the complaint. Right? So, many have expressed wonder at Hill's hasty, almost knee-jerk type of resignation. Seriously. Given that there's been many, 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 many politicians who've had equally damning, actually even worse, you know, allegations. And they've weathered their own scandals. She went from gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight, to now backing down. Now, California's own representative, Duncan Hunter, if you remember him, together with his wife, pleaded not guilty in 2018 to charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, falsification of records, aiding and abetting, and a prohibited use of campaign contributions, totaling about $250,000. That was according to the Los Angeles Times, who would never report this. There's no way they're going to do this story. Hunter remains in office. He's also being challenged by Republicans in the next election. So we're looking to take out our own guy. On the top politicians in Virginia, Democrat Governor Ralph Northam was under pressure to resign. He didn't. That was after the photos from his 1984 medical school yearbook. It surfaced showing him in blackface in a KKK robe. He stayed and fought. There's so much of this stuff going on there. Why would she run out? Maybe because there was more. Again, I say maybe. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Thank you. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. It's just be part of the... In order to fix this stuff, in order to move through this stuff, in order to shine light on it, you've got to get engaged and involved. And, you know, some of you don't know, in my local area, I am a school board member, and I want to thank all those who came out last night to support me, to be there for me, and whether you came up and spoke or not, or you came up to speak, it doesn't matter. The fact that you were there, that you were sending me emails, that you were praying for me, all that stuff did a world of good. Let's just put it that way. So, we were talking again, and again, we're not talking about Katie Hill as far as, you know, her shortcoming, if you would. But this goes back to the Dem double standards. That's part of what I was talking about earlier. And talking about the trending Twitter topics, if you would. And if you missed the first part of this, I was talking about how it's really interesting that Katie Hill and her husband, well, I should say Katie Hill now, is being investigated by the FEC to see how she used the money she had that she raised to run for office. Now, this is all alleged. Somebody ran through the FEC reporting that they have to do. And there were some things that just did not line up. All right? And the reason she ran out so fast, some are speculating that there was a lot more that could surface, that could come up. And today, we had one. Now, apparently her and her husband used to go on trips. And there is a website called cruiseshipmingle.com. We'll put this stuff up afterward. Cruiseshipmingle.com. It's a website used by people who go on a cruise to hook up sexually. But specific. You don't go there unless it's something you want to do. So they created a page for themselves there. It's been, you know... And I'll say allegedly because even though I see their picture and some of the things they're talking about, somebody else could have put it up. I don't know. The link for the cruise ship, Mingle, says it specializes in connecting cruise goers for amazing cruise hookups, cruise sex, cruise dating, cruise swinging, and other cruise fun adventures. Now, their ad is listed. Now, I don't know, again... Not ever have done this myself. I'm just guessing here. The ad page is listed as Angel Butt 123. And again, I'll read it for those who missed it the first time. We are a freaky, fun-loving couple looking for another freaky, fun-loving couple for hot, steamy, and kinky encounters on our cruise to Mexico. That was found in February 2018. We have another female friend of ours joining us and adding another couple or a decent guy or a woman will make the cruise an experience to remember. We are okay with soft or full swap in the same or in different rooms. If interested, just send us a message. All right? So, the writer or the message, and you find this article on CaliforniaGlobe.com. Somebody has clipped the article, clipped the advertisement. And it's them. Really simple. The writer has decided to look. He looked on the reports, the financial reports that they make when they're running for office, the Federal Elections Commission. And, you know, put in a complaint against how she spent her money. Now, many were very upset that Katie resigned so quickly. But when you look at the disbursements, you have to think they don't quite look right. I don't want to say they don't add up because that's kind of weird. And we've had people on the right and the left who have been, you know, allegedly have done worse than this and have stayed. So you have to ask yourself, why go? Do you not want the aggravation? Are you not willing to fight? Is there more we don't know about? We got on a whole list of people that fought and stayed, and they won. I mean, just think about the Virginia Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax. He was accused of sexually assaulting a college professor in 2004. An accusation the Washington Post called credible. Right? The Washington Post, not friends of the Republicans. A second accuser went public saying that the Lieutenant Governor had raped her in college. That was reported by Vox and Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring, who would have been the next in line for succession after Fairfax revealed that he also appeared in blackface at a college party in the 1980s. Right? Neither one of them resigned. They hung out. Congressman Joe Barton, not a Republican out of Texas, he announced he would retire after initially refusing to when a nude photo of him and sexually explicit messages to a constituent surfaced in the media in 2005.
17. That was during that whole Me Too scandal movement. Right? So when you go down that road and you look at how often this has happened, you know, the California legislature, it endured a couple, forever really, recent awkward years when several male members of the legislature were accused of sexual abuse, sexual harassment, or sexual misconduct. Even female assembly member, I remember this one, Christine Garcia was accused by a staff member, I'm sorry, assembly staffer, yeah, Daniel Fierro, of groping him at the annual assembly softball game. And a lobbyist allegedly accused Garcia of attempting to grab his junk. Now, Garcia denied all of the charges, which is, you know, again, what you do the first time around, whether you're guilty or not. At least that's what they do, I should say. Fierro filed a complaint in 2019 for damages against Garcia, the state assembly. The Assembly Rules Committee in the state, California, Garcia became a prominent member of the We Said Enough group of hundreds of state capitol women who signed a letter protesting harassment. She signed a letter protesting harassment while she was harassing other people. Sound familiar? They're hypocrites. That's really what it boils down to. Now, look, it's not a place to judge Katie Hill, right? That's for the voters to do. You know, and Mr. Frank will be following the complaint all the way through. And whatever comes through. So, it hasn't, the story hasn't ended yet. There's more out there, obviously. Just got to look on the internet. You'll find it. And stories like this are just classic. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. More crazies after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, health, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He's back. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions announcing he's running for his old job in the Senate. prior to becoming AG.
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
He tells Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. I think I can contribute to that.
Now, President Trump was extremely unhappy with Sessions' performance as Attorney General as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. In other news, President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, stock market up big today, a new record, enjoy, exclamation point, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each. Deliver while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down. 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Show me senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Somebody let me a link to the story that we were doing earlier today, which was the one that had to do with Donald Trump Jr. tweeting out the name of the whistleblower, and they were all upset about it because, you know, the Drudge Report that nobody reads, nobody listens to, whatever, nobody knew who it was, and so it was Donald Trump Jr.'s fault that this thing went viral. And the funny thing about it is this is the rabidness of the left. Once they get it in the head something is true, there's no getting it out of there. They're too thick. So the assertion that Trump outed the whistleblower is so false it's pathetic. First of all, it was on the Grudge Report. And if you do a little bit of homework, then you find out it was also in the Washington Examiner, it was in Breitbart, it was in the Federalist and Real Clear Investigations. All right? So again, they have a problem with the truth, and it's constant. So we were talking, and we'll just, finish this up in just a second here, but we were talking about the more allegations out there on Katie Hill as she hastily resigned. And you have to just stop and think, with all the California issues in the California legislature and with this kind of thing, why she didn't just stay and fight? Was there more? Was there things we don't know about? I don't know. But the complaints have been put out there. We're going to watch it. We're going to ask Steve Frank to come on and maybe discuss it, lay it out, let us know what's going on. Because when somebody lives this kind of lifestyle, and I don't care whether it's Katie Hill or whoever, anybody, In the congressional world, when they live this kind of lifestyle, thinking that they really kind of can do what they want to do, the rules don't apply to them, or they don't have to worry about following the rules closely, this is what you get. This is what you have. All right, everybody's screaming at the Las Vegas Council. Do you know why? Because they decided to clean the place up. This is what happens when you let this stuff go. When you decide that you're going to be a squishy, and you're going to let this stuff go. You're going to allow the homeless to live there on City Hall, in City Hall, in the streets. That's a problem. The Las Vegas City Council passed a controversial ordinance that will ban people from camping and sleeping in public areas downtown and in residential areas. Why would you be allowed to camp in residential areas to begin with? Especially if there are beds free at established homeless shelters. So basically they said, look, if we have a homeless shelter for you, you have no business being in the street. Really that simple. Under the new ordinance, violators would be charged with a misdemeanor crime, punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Well, at least you get bed and breakfast. Or a $1,000 fine. It'll go into effect on Sunday. Now, the criminal provision will not be enforced until February 1st. Mayor Carolyn Goodman made a passionate plea for action before the vote, lamenting how 20 years of talks since her husband, Oscar, was the mayor, had led to absolutely no progress. This is the beginning seed to build something that will flourish, she said. This is flawed, but it's a start. Texas is doing the same thing. It's out of control. L.A., nothing. They're doing nothing about it. People are getting sick. And I'm not talking about the homeless people. People who have to go to work, who have to work down there. They're getting sick. And the Democrat legislators, the Democrat electeds down there won't do anything about it. Las Vegas officials said that the ban, approved by a 5-2 vote, is an effort to beat back an explosion of encampments downtown, compel homeless individuals to accept help and seek shelter, not put them in jail. Camps cause public health and safety risks throughout the city, said many officials. Opponents called it tantamount to criminalizing the most vulnerable population in favor of business interests. Not true. You know, this is where these people get so lost. Right? First and foremost, you can't have people camping out everywhere. We saw what's going on in San Francisco and other places. They're crapping in the doorways of businesses. I'm sorry, those business interests that you keep making fun of, they're the ones whose taxes are going to your ability to go to school, your ability to get the help you need, your ability to have roads to drive on, the police that protect you. I mean, I would love to do an experiment. Take a part of a state, maybe even New York, because it's just so liberal, and same thing with California. Take a really big area and give it to those lib lunatics and say, here, you can do anything you want. We're giving you this piece of property. You want to start businesses? Great. You want to have lawlessness? Great. You want to, whatever you want to do in the confines of this area is all up to you. And if you ruin it and you blow it and you run out of resources, no, you cannot just come back into society without deciding that you're going to live by our rules, period. What's wrong with that? The law ignores the roots of the problem and will be both costly and inhumane, they said. This is the most disgusting and embarrassing policy I've ever seen. No, I think the most disgusting policy I've seen is you allowing them to crap in the streets in front of your kids, to hang their butt over the side of the curb and let one go, to pee while other people are watching, to shoot up while people are walking by. Those are disgusting policies. Really, seriously. Bold figures. Okay, so she's the executive director of the Battleborn Progress, a liberal-leaning activist group. The council meeting was often contentious with Mayor Carolyn Goodman struggling at times to maintain control. Protesters were yelling out both in unison and individually, leading to at least a handful of people being removed from the city council chambers. Far more opponents and supporters addressing policymakers, calling for long-term regional solutions such as increased affordable housing and boosts to mental health and substance addiction treatment. Okay, these critics of the bill argue that it would ensnare individuals into a cycle of incarceration. Well, why? Maybe the city's trying to get them the help they need, mental and otherwise. Remember that they said, as long as they're, see, this is the part they, I've read now 5 or 6 paragraphs down. They've gotten past what the bill says. As long as there are beds available, they can't sleep in the street. What's wrong with that? If they don't want to go there, what gives them the right to sleep anywhere they want to? Why can they sleep in residential areas and sometimes on private property? What gives them that right? Timmy Fisher said they were working on a long-term solution, despite funding and resource shortfalls, which is really weird for Las Vegas. There's got to be a way to fix this. You know, there are hotels, older hotels, that they can put these people in. Clean up and put them in. But they're right. You know, at some point in time, you have to stop the train to fix it, right? So you stop it, you get them out of there, and you help them get a better life. Authorities will use discretion in enforcement, they said. With only blatant violators who refuse to move subject to arrest, the bill also contains several exemptions, including for medical emergencies and people with disabilities. Some service providers denounced the ordinance. They asked the council members to delay their vote to include them in the conversation. I'd say no. Enough. We've been doing this long enough. If we have beds for them, move them over there to the beds. If they don't want to go, then they're in defiance of the law. See, I don't get that. It's not like you're throwing them off the street and saying, okay, I don't really care where you go, just get out of here. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, look, we have beds over there. They're safe. You're inside. You'll be warm or cool, depending on what the situation is. And if they don't go there, why should we still allow them in the street? I just, when you get these people that are so left, right, so far left, that there's no even discussing with them. This is not a problem. And some of them, quote unquote, the fiscal hawks on the left, are saying, well, this is going to cost us $150 a day per person. What do you think is going on when you have these people in the streets? What's going to happen when somebody sues you because they've stepped on a needle that shouldn't have been there? You know, I'll tell you what, I would go after the city. If I was in downtown L.A. or downtown San Francisco and I was attacked by one of these people, I'd go after the city for it. Because they're not enforcing the law. Those cases have won before. Other questions, whether the bill might hurt vulnerable groups like veterans, LGBTQ youth, and the working homeless. How would it hurt them? They have a nice place to sleep. How does that hurt? Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, let's get on to some more lighthearted, maybe a little funnier. A lot of little funnier? I don't know. Whatever. Because, when it comes to the homeless, should we help out? Can we? Look, if we can, we should. Really. If we can, we should. But the fact is that you can't just let homeless people, or anybody for that matter, just camp out any place they want to anywhere in town. The businesses support that area. The businesses bring people in. Business is what brings people to live in those areas. So why is it so bad to corral or ask them to go to certain places? I don't know. Somebody would have to explain that to me. And I'm reading their arguments here. I mean, they got signs up. They're holding up signs that say, let me see,
the homes not handcuffs. Well, they're not talking about doing that. Only in the worst offenders. Right? I mean, what, seriously. You look at some of the signs, you got to laugh. As to what they really think is going on there. And the reason behind it. And again, they're not throwing them out. That's the part that bothers me. The way it reads, the way people are running with it, it's like everybody's gone, that's it, into discussion. They've got over 2,000 beds available through nonprofit, you know, city nonprofits and the city. They can accommodate more than 5,500 beds a little further south of Las Vegas. And yet, they're the bad people for not making it happen. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tulane University, this is my lighthearted, I can't believe this kind of story. They have made its homecoming court now gender inclusive. What they really mean is gender neutral, but anyway. Meaning that gender identity isn't a factor when selecting the homecoming court. According to the Tulane hullabaloo, the two individuals who have the highest number of votes from students will be named Tulane homecoming royalty rather than the traditional homecoming king and queen. Well, I take exception at that. Why royalty? Why not homecoming hillbillies? Why not homecoming homeless? I mean, what gives it, why royalty? What gives them the right to act like royalty? I mean, this is just crazy. The two individuals, regardless of gender identity, who have the top two highest amounts of votes for the court will be crowned as Tulane homecoming royalty. Now, Jared Freefield, who's a member of the committee, is charged with overseeing homecoming activities, told the newspaper. The school student government president, Joseph Scotty, called it fantastic. The homecoming court is now gender neutral. Adding that he's wrong. They just said it was gender inclusive. Which is it? This is a very important step in moving our campus forward. If you can't even decide what to call it, how do you expect us to do it? This year, however, the top 10 highest vote students got a spot on the homecoming court, regardless of their gender. The hullabaloo praised the decision, saying thank you to the student government for creating homecoming court that is gender inclusive. We thank you for giving students the opportunity to walk on the football field and receive a crown they have earned because of who they are as a person, not because they fit into a pre-constructed gender identity. Well, do we not get to have the best of one side or the other? Or maybe if you follow Facebook's mindset, we could have like 78 or 79 people in the court. Right? You know, just vote, you know, identify as one of the 78 or 79 gender or whatever they've got going on there and give them the award, right? I'm just saying, if you really want to be inclusive, follow Facebook's lead. Student newspaper editorials say that the campus can't stop here. There's still a long way to go. Housing is still not gender neutral, and there are still very few non-binary bathrooms across campus. Students will still return to a campus full of sports. You know, Greek life and housing that fail to prioritize their inclusion. I don't even know where to start with these kids. And they are kids. They just don't get it. So apparently everything now is supposed to stop. Everything's supposed to be reset because a bunch of you young people decided that there are no genders. There is no male or female. Which is medically untrue. Biologically untrue. But you're going to change it because you think it. See, that's where some of you parents really screwed up with your kids. You let them do and think what they wanted to do. And this is what you have now. You know, years ago, I wish I could find the article I did. Bill Gates, he would be
skewered for saying this now. This is like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. But he came on and said, look, his fear, even though young people, you know, they make strides in different areas than we would normally make strides in. But he was concerned that we don't have the people to push through anymore. When it came to major medical breakthroughs, do we have the young people that would sit there, work through, pound away at, even though when it comes to research, you lose, you know, 300 times in a row, you fail, and then you get the win. Do we have a group that can deal with that? Do we have a group of young people that can handle the pressure? I'm not so sure we do. Look, I'm not trying to paint a negative picture in all this. I'm just not so sure we do. We may have a group of. We may have special kids that. But I really believe we've got a challenge in front of us. If parents don't start teaching their kids, look, get them ready, throw them out of the basement. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, without giving away too many details, when it comes to our, you know, especially our young kids, I'll have parents send me things where they don't like what's going on school campus somewhere. That they're having a problem maybe with a different lifestyle, a different way of looking at things. And I always say the same thing to them at first. You can't go in and rescue your kids from everything. If you don't agree with a certain thing, a certain club, a certain situation going in on campus, teach your son and daughter how to deal with it. So sincerely, teach your son or daughter how to get involved, how to put an opposing club together, and I don't mean that in a violent way, obviously. Right? Make it so that you teach your kids how to be tough, how to deal with different lifestyles that they don't agree with, how to deal with different classes and speakers. I mean, look at what happens on the left all the time. You bring a conservative speaker in. This has just always been amazing to me. You bring in Ben Shapiro, they start screaming from the rooftops. They protest, they want him gone, they want triple security. You can bring Ahmadinejad on campus, and the left just loves him. Bring him in, let him talk, and if the right makes any noise about it, we're trying to squelch their free speech. Don't you find that hypocritical at all? And then you have the Deborah Messings of the world. She's blasting The View for hosting Trump Jr. She's very, very, very disappointed. Debbie, nobody cares. I like that. Really, nobody cares. Who are you? So this is what they want. Think about this. They want you to have one view, one input, one way of looking and thinking. Right? That's it. Otherwise, there's something wrong with you. She goes on to say, he and his family have assaulted our country, our democracy, our environment, our national security, moral compass. Right, and Obama was such a peach. And then you're going to put Hillary in. Another peach. Very, very disappointing, irresponsible decision, she said. Yeah, I find it amazing. Not a word about the Obama. Or the Oblabo. I don't even know what to call him anymore. And then Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to keep railing on this because you guys, you don't care. You're not honest. Somebody got on my case and thought I was victim-shaming Katie Hill. Well, what did Hillary do to all those women that her husband assaulted? And then you voted for her. And you look at me and you say that kind of thing. You're either a hypocrite or an idiot. I don't know which. I'd like to think you're a hypocrite. Joe Mattini, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching the show. Tell your friends and loved ones about it. Download the app. Be with us the rest of the week.